Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Served Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
So I live in Minnesota. I need people to know that I've lived there since 1994. I've been through numerous governors, and this guy's the worst. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He likes to go around and smile and act like he's just good old Tim Walz. That period of time in Minneapolis was awful. A neighbor across the street came over and said, "Do you have a fire extinguisher? My friend's business is burning and there's no one to help her." She was looking in our neighborhood for fire extinguishers. We were under curfew. But he was nowhere to be found.
No.
And the night that that precinct burned and those cops just had to flee, it was one of the most surreal moments I can recall as being a citizen of anywhere. So he really did abandon his city.
That is Michelle Tafoya, formerly of ESPN, talking about being a Minnesotan. And Tim Walz's non-response to the violent, fiery, looty George Floyd riots. We have more on that to come.
I'm looking at NBC News, and their lead for this hour was Tim Walz defends military record. I got to believe that the Harris campaign is thinking, oh, my God, is there any way we can keep this going all the way to November, the arguing about Tim Walz's military record? Because as long as the lead story is not how did 9 million illegals slip in while I was the border czar, I'm happy about it. I think,
you know, that's such an odd dynamic. You're right, because there's part of me that thinks, wow, NBC News is hammering on the Democratic VP
on a story that's not going to move a vote in America.
Not many, yeah, not enough to matter certainly. So I thought this was interesting, and I think this matters for reasons that I'll get to in a moment in the way that the military record stuff does not. But the New York Times, of all places, in one of their lead stories today, the protests had turned into riots. 2 days after a police officer murdered George Floyd by kneeling on his neck, the mayor of Minneapolis called the governor asking for help. The police had lost control of the situation. The city needed the Minnesota National Guard. That same Wednesday evening, May 27, 2020, the city's police chief sent an email to the state commissioner of public safety conveying the same message, asking the National Guard for immediate assistance with significant civil unrest. He said 600 troops were needed. So that was Wednesday in the early evening. It was not until that Thursday afternoon that Mr. Walz signed an executive order activating the Guard. Rider set fire to a police station, and it took until Saturday, 5 days after the infamous kneeling that Mr. Floyd died, 3 days after the mayor had requested National Guard assistance for this situation to begin to calm, and the New York Times mentions Mr. Walz and Ms. Harris had no interest in responding to our questions about the incident.
So I do think this is a topic worth discussing, and partially because you can tie it in with the main candidate so well, because beating up the vice presidential candidate, when has that been a thing, really, that does any good? But
I was going to say it's always been a thing, but it's rarely of any significance.
This ties in with her philosophy so well that I think it matters. And also, do you think it's fair to extrapolate this? I've heard people say it, and I don't know where I am on this one, that if he had gotten those riots under control at ground zero for the George Floyd thing, maybe we don't have the unrest all across the country and around the world with rioters thinking, hey, it's open season on smashing windows and flipping over cop cars. Nobody's going to do anything about it.
I absolutely think that's fair. And I've got some more facts and stuff to provide you before I was going to dive into the analysis. But as long as we've started, yeah, I think that's 100% fair. Not only did the rioters get that message, but any Democrat-run city, which is virtually all of them, saw the example of how it's done. And if they cracked down harder than that, well, then they were fascists who were against black people. Because remember, Black Lives Matter, oh, that turned out to be a Marxist organization that was just trying to tear down the system and cause chaos so that they could ascend the ladder of power. Well, and, oh, right.
And steal your money to buy homes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right, because that sent a signal. And then the media coverage of what was happening in Minnesota, you know, was not condemning. So you would see that in other blue cities across America and think, wow, they're not paying a price for this. Might as well go ahead. In fact, they seem to be encouraging it with the mostly peaceful protest BS with flames behind you.
And if you're a really independent-minded conservative, you might be thinking, do you guys really think so? Well, I don't think it's that big a shock to think that the party or the philosophy that has traditionally been more individualistic, conservatism, individual rights, enterprise, free enterprise, the rest of it, you know, that we have a harder time picturing being a complete herd animal. Whereas the Democratic Party is all about collective action and community this and that, which is lovely in its place. But so, yeah, I think they get the media got the marching orders. How are we supposed to talk about this? The mayors and police chiefs got the message. How are we supposed to handle this? The governors saw, okay, this is what we are supposed to do, and didn't exercise independent thought. Let me quote Heather McDonald in the Wall Street Journal for a moment here, writing on the same topic on the same day. Kamala Harris made an odd choice of running mate if she wanted to appear tough on crime. Walls dithered while Minneapolis burned is the headline. If Kamala Harris wanted to dispel the idea that Democrats are soft on crime, Tim Walz was an odd choice for running mate. Walz's tenure as Minnesota's governor will be defined by the George Floyd race riots in Minneapolis and his response to them. Americans everywhere still live with the consequences. Then they go into the facts of the George Floyd deal, the cell phone video going viral. By May 27, the looting, arson, and assaults had become an ecstatic frenzy of destruction. Rioters tore open plywood barricades that business owners had hurriedly nailed over storefronts and tossed Molotov cocktails inside the premises. Cash, merchandise, and safes were stolen. Businesses burned to the ground. Firefighters were attacked. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said they were delayed in responding to calls because of, quote, insufficient law enforcement presence to ensure firefighter safety prior. Meaning it was such a violent, fiery riot, the firefighters were getting shot at and beat down.
And that's when we were having the ridiculous discussions about looting it back and rioting being the voice of the unheard, which only applies to certain groups, because when white people riot, it's like racist nut jobs. But if it's different groups, it's the voice of the unheard.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the full flower of Marxism being clothed as racial justice and tearing down the system, literally tearing it down and burning it to the ground, was being portrayed as some sort of righteous expression of righteous anger. Just disgusting. Anyway, so they go into the burning down of the police precinct, rioters firing high-powered BB guns at officers outside the precinct, homes, businesses burning down. Midday of the 27th, Walz used his midday press conference to racialize what he called Floyd's wrongful death and to commend the Minneapolis mayor's immediate firing of the four officers. We all know these type of incidents disproportionately affect our black and brown communities. He thanked the protesters for their commitment to safely protesting during this pandemic, an apparent reference to they ought to wear masks, and encouraged everyone to be safe, especially in the light of the COVID-19 pandemic. And he described himself as saddened to see that some of the protesters were in harm's way. That's his only reference to the riots. So At 6:30 on the 27th, the mayor's begging the governor to activate the Minnesota National Guard, 6:30 p.m. He followed up with a written request at 9:11 p.m. because Walz hadn't responded. In fact, Walz didn't respond until 4 o'clock the next day, almost 24 hours later, when he signed an executive order activating 500 state soldiers. But then it took several days to get them onto the scene. By then, it was way, way, way too late.
And again, I want to indict the presidential candidate, not the vice president, but if the presidential candidate ever did a real press conference with a adversarial press and they ask questions, like present this, the things you just said, here's what your running mate did when he was governor of Minnesota. Your role at the time was to bail out protesters that had created, caused violence around the country. Explain that to the American people and then just let her talk.
Yeah.
It would be huge.
If Trump could pull that off, that would be great. But I'm not holding my breath. And then finally, Mr. Walz laid this on us. I will not patronize you as a white male without living those experiences of how difficult it is to have a police force occupying one's neighborhood. He described themselves, the riots themselves, as a manifestation of systemic racism. Quote, what the world has witnessed since the killing of George Floyd has been a visceral pain, a community trying to understand who we are and where we go from here. The ashes, literally the ashes of the torched buildings. The ashes are symbolic of decades and generations of pain, of anguish unheard. So he justified and encouraged the rioting. Got to be able to indict him with that. Or Republicans deserve to lose, and badly. And again, Kamala Harris, who was down with that, she repeated a lot of that rhetoric, and as Jack has so aptly pointed out, raised millions of dollars to bail the rioters out of prison.
Yeah, I don't think that would play with the majority of voters. I mean, if you could get her in a situation, okay, you got 2 minutes to explain your philosophy on this, go. I think it'd be a disaster. I really do, but...
I think you're 100% right.
And it seems pretty clear her people think that, too, which is why they're keeping her from being in a situation like that.
Oh, I wanted to get on Lisa Hansen, who's a Minnesota grandma. She had a restaurant open, then COVID hit, and she explains what happened. Clip 50, Michael.
So we opened up. I can't tell you for sure how long we were open, but immediately, within 24 to 48 hours, the state came down on us with a vengeance. I was found guilty. I was not allowed to present my defense in a court of law. I was given a sentence to 90 days, which was the max sentencing. Tim Walz is not some cuddly, joyful, coach-like, all the things that the MSMs are calling him. That is not who this man is. This man would like to take your rights away. He will take your rights away because what happened to me could have happened to anybody. What happened to me will happen to you if we don't get things turned around in our country.
So she consulted her attorneys, and they decided there was no legal basis for the state of Minnesota to shut down their restaurant at the beginning of COVID, and so they kept it open. So they prosecuted her and gave her 90 days in jail. You burn down a police precinct, they will bail you out. If you keep your restaurant open to try to keep your family business functioning to feed yourself, you will get 90 days in jail. You've got to be able to prosecute that case as Republicans.
I'm old enough to remember when the Republican Party stood for freedom. Well, we got a saying in Minnesota, mind your own business, crowd roars with craziness. I'm voting for the Freedom Party. Well, that's working so far, I think, at least according to the polls.
If the election were held today, that would be a violation of the Constitution. It's not going to be.
We've got a new dinosaur. That's very exciting, with a weird name, among other things to tell you about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Mike Huckabee says he's tuning in like millions of Americans. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on the free Newsmax app. And Newsmax has announced it plans to go IPO soon. For a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax, and they come with a 7% dividend. Get the details about Newsmax's planned IPO and shares. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Get Newsmax shares. You can even buy shares with a credit card at NewsmaxInvest.com. Whenever making an investment decision, you should consult your attorney or financial advisor. And investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding investments and for all tax and other risks and obligations. Don't miss out. Find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A brand new species of dinosaur found in the U.S., 75 feet long, thought to belong to a species of long-neck herbivore dinosaurs called sauropods, discovered in a remote part of Utah in 2007. Paleontologists say the fossils are about 150 million years old. From its tail to its feet, the fossils are green. It is the only green dinosaur on display in the world, getting its color from the minerals in the riverbed where the fossils were found. The exhibit will open in Los Angeles in November. And by the way, the dinosaur's nickname is Natalie.
Natalie got its nickname from the gnats that would relentlessly pester our excavators when they were working in southeast Utah.
What?
There's so much stupid in that story.
That's a horrible name for a dinosaur and a horrible reason to give it that name.
Well, in the breathless David Muir, it's the only green dinosaur ever discovered. It's green because of the minerals in that creek. Anyway, so who cares? If the minerals in the creek had turned it purple, that wouldn't mean it's Barney, all right? That's just the color of the bones turned, moron.
They named the dinosaur Jock Itch because all of the people digging in the heat had suffered from, what? Gnats?
Boy, was that a stupid
Natalie?
Story.
Big new dinosaur, though. My son will be excited.
All right. So, you know what? I should have mentioned this earlier. We now have the true story, the complete story, Katie, of the Australian crappy breakdancer who got so much attention during the Olympics. I'd gotten it half right in my half-remembered explanation.
And I didn't know what was going on, so we flipped on the breakdancing, and I saw her do her thing, and I thought, this is horrible. I could do that. I couldn't understand what was happening.
And she is so proud of herself.
Oh, really?
Oh,
here
boy.
It is. Rachel Gunn known as Ray Gunn, her stage name. The Australian breakdancer has a PhD in cultural studies from University.
That is all I need to know.
Where she's now a lecturer. Her academic focus is on breaking, hip-hop, and constructions of the dancing body. Plus, the politics of gender and gender performance and the methodological dynamics between theory and practice.
She's a lecturer. I have a feeling she does that in her spare time also, if you're ever around her lecturing. Ugh.
So you make up these bizarro theories about humankind that are unsupportable by any evidence or observation, and then you lecture people on your own bizarro made-up notions. That's a good living if you can make it. Anyway, she became an overnight spectacle after displaying unique moves, all of which were original, she told ESPN.
And crap.
Let's see.
And crap.
She knew she would never beat these girls on what they do best, the dynamic and power moves. Her goal was to move differently, be artistic and creative. That's her strength, she says. She discovered breakdancing in her mid-20s. Her discovery of breaking coincided nicely with her educational pursuits, and upon exploring cultural movement, in quotes, in a doctoral program at Macquarie University,
wow.
What became prominent for her, and this is a quote, was that there were these gender politics that could be explored and analyzed in breakdancing. So anyway,
she got into breakdancing to explore the gender politics. Wow.
Yes, exactly. So her most creative and viral move was the kangaroo hop. She just held her hands in front of her like a kangaroo and hopped up and down.
That's the part I thought I could do.
She looked like she was having a medical emergency for like 80% of that, quote, performance.
Somebody put a pencil under her tongue.
Gunn's stated purpose in breakdancing was never to be the best. The educator's PhD thesis focused on, quote, how masculinist practices of breakdancing offers a site for the transgression of gendered norms.
Wow.
Oh, shut her up.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Shut up. Yes.
How would you fail out of a program like that? How would you ever not be good enough to be an A student in that area?
What you don't get, Jack, is that breakdancing is an opportunity to displace and deterritorialize gender. That's
wow.
What she was doing.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting. Exciting changes are underway.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The videos that we saw today out of Afghanistan, they bring back some very bad memories. They remind us of that chaotic withdrawal that we saw. They remind us of the lasting implications of that withdrawal. And of course, they remind us again of the Americans who died, who gave their lives fighting in Afghanistan for so many different years.
That's Benjamin Hall on Fox today. It's the three-year anniversary of the Taliban taking back over control after the United States spent, 20 years there, three different presidents, trillions of dollars, gained nothing. But anyway, here's more from Benjamin Hall.
Today what we saw was the Taliban celebrating their 3 years in control of that country, parading around Bagram Air Base, hundreds of people, including Chinese and Iranian diplomats, gathering at the base with helicopters bringing in senior Taliban officials. Amongst them, we saw many U.S. weapons, and it is a reminder that during that chaotic withdrawal, 600,000 U.S. weapons were left, 75,000 U.S. vehicles were left as well.
They go on to talk about a number of those weapons showing up in Gaza.
Yeah, absolutely. And I happen to just be rereading about the evacuation from Dunkirk, the early days of World War II, which to a large extent saved Britain's butt. And they left behind hundreds of thousands of weapons and thousands of vehicles and hundreds of tanks, too, in a desperate flight for life. We left them behind because it'd be expensive to bring them back or something. And now our mortal enemies have those weapons. Just unforgivable.
I saw this on Fox today. I doubt it gets any coverage anywhere else. It is quite extraordinary that they're parading American weapons, taxpayer-paid-for weapons, through the streets of Kabul. Taliban officials standing next to representatives from China and Iran.
Well, it's particularly galling. They're parading the American weaponry in front of the Chinese and Iranians, saying, look what we got. We're all tough.
That's an ugly situation right there.
And Biden let them.
Here's some more from Benjamin Hall.
The Taliban forces seized control 3 years ago, just as the Biden administration was carrying out that chaotic withdrawal. Many of the people who were left behind are still there. Many American allies are still trying to get out. We continue to speak to some of them. And since then, the Taliban has consolidated its grip on the country. It's implemented strict Islamic laws, restricting women to a second-class life lived under the veil and often behind locked doors.
If the person running for president, who was in the White House at the time of that decision, Vice President Kamala Harris, did any interviews like normal candidates on a day like today, she would have to answer some questions. Here's what she said in an interview back at the time. This is with Dana Bush on CNN.
President Biden always said that he wants you to be the last person in the room, particularly for big decisions, just as he was for President Obama. He just made a really big decision, Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
Okay. I'd like to hear you go on about that.
Yeah.
You can't be perfectly happy with the way that turned out?
Will that come up in the debate? First ones are the only agreed upon debate. Well, is anything agreed upon? Because, you know, when Biden withdrew, you could certainly make the case that, all right, it was a set of two debates I had agreed to, I being Trump in this scenario. Now that it's a different candidate with a different timetable, we need to talk about a different schedule of debates. I don't think that's at all inappropriate, but
I think the ABC debate is agreed upon at this point, but I'm not positive about that.
Yeah, because Trump said, yeah, I'll do the ABC if it's part of a Fox debate, an ABC debate, and then was it NBC or it doesn't really matter, the third one. But, yeah, so I'm not confident. But at any rate, if Dana Bash on CNN would bring that up, of course, that was back in the day before it was so clearly a terrible, terrible outcome. I wonder if Dana would do that today. I wonder if ABC News would do it at all.
And again,
ask those questions. I mean,
on the 3-year anniversary of Afghanistan, worth mentioning. What's that book we like so much? Ackerman.
Oh, right. Give me a second; it'll pop into my head.
God dang it! That's a good book. That's a good book about America's role in lots of wars throughout its history, culminating in his experience being there in Afghanistan, in Kabul, at the time of the departure. Just horrifying. I can look it up real quick.
The Fifth
of Vodka.
Or the Fourth, the Fifth Amendment, the Fifth Dimension.
All right.
The Fourth. Who's on first? No, I'm brainstorming here.
The Fifth Act, Elliot Ackerman.
That's it.
That is one of the better books I've ever. You should listen to it too. You should listen to it because he reads it himself. And he served there, and he goes through all the background of how we got there and how we left and all the mistakes, and it's so damned interesting. And our roles of the military and where we should get involved and all the places we've gotten involved and how it turned out. I wish there were more of a discussion of policy-wise in America all the time. What countries should we be involved in? Which one shouldn't we? How's it turned out in the past? That didn't work. Should we try it again? Where's the worst place on earth right now? It's actually not Ukraine or Gaza. The worst refugee crisis on earth right now is in Sudan. And for a variety of political reasons, we're not heavily involved in that one. But we get heavily involved in these things all the time. We often don't make them better, but spend a ton of money and lose lives. So I wish we'd have this discussion more often. I wish they could ask Vice President Harris about it.
Well, in Afghanistan, for instance, the idea of going there to whoop the Taliban's ass because they harbored Al-Qaeda, I think was a solid idea.
And catch bin Laden.
Beat them down, get bin Laden, and then, you know, withdraw in an orderly and reasonable way.
No, this is a bipartisan problem. I'm not trying to pretend that it's all the Democrats or Biden and Harris. This is a bipartisan problem on getting involved in various places and what's the goal again and mission creep and everything's been around forever. But Kamala Harris should certainly have to answer for, if you're the last person in the room and a major decision maker, here on the anniversary of the Taliban's took over, well, that's kind of weird, huh? Taliban's in charge, standing there with Chinese and Iranian people, what do you think of that? I'd love to hear her off-the-cuff answer that question.
Yeah, wouldn't that be delightful?
So, despite what some statistics would tell you, crime is up. And certainly, man, I know more people that have had their homes robbed or cars broken into in their driveways and that sort of stuff than I've ever known in my life. And that's why you need SimpliSafe.
Oh, yeah. SimpliSafe home security. It's all about peace of mind. You'll sleep better every night knowing SimpliSafe 24/7 monitoring agents are standing by to protect you. If someone breaks in, they will send emergency help when you need it most. And we want you to have that same experience of peace of mind, which is why we've partnered with SimpliSafe to offer listeners 20% off a system. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
SimpliSafe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders inside your home. I set up my system not that long ago. It was super, super easy. Or if you don't want to set it up yourself, they got experts that can help you out on that.
So protect your home this summer with 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring, which is less than a buck a day. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Came across this yesterday. I thought it was pretty good. It was a sign outside of a restaurant, coffee shop sort of place. Chalkboards are very popular, as you know, in hipster kind of areas. You write on a chalkboard.
Often very clever, too. Funny, funny jokes.
This one said, come in and try the worst coffee one woman on TripAdvisor had in her life. That would get me in the door.
Yeah.
We're always joking about that. On how worthless like Yelp and TripAdvisor are for researching anything, because one couple Can't wait to go back to that bed and breakfast. It was the most romantic, perfect honeymoon they could imagine. And then another couple, it was the worst experience they've ever had in their lives! And what am I supposed to do with those reviews? Average them out to a 3?
Well, right, yeah, exactly. And it was funny, after the show yesterday, we were talking about my favorite Chicago pizzas and my favorite pizza joint in the world, Papa Del's in Champaign, Illinois. It's like TripAdvisor ratings are not that great because the people complain about the atmosphere.
Whatever.
It's a pizza joint in a college town. What do you think they're going to have, white tablecloths and like dim lighting and waiters in tuxedos? It's a pizza joint.
Well, and I just... I was in a foodie crowd briefly in my life. It's a long story. It was unfortunate. It lasted for a couple of years, but
and ironic.
And no kidding. I was the wrong person to have there, and I was so miserable. But the discussions about the meals was just endless about every aspect of it, because they enjoyed so much the whole experience. And if you do, you do. That's fine. I don't care. But just whether it was the tablecloth and the napkins or the cutlery or the service or the... every aspect of the meal, and then, of course, the food and the drink and the wine list and the blah, 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 the presentation. And I don't give a crap about any of that. What's the price and what's it taste like is all I care about. But, yeah, you know, some
the
people...
The cutlery.
Maybe you really enjoy that.
Really?
Oh, this cutlery, this knife and fork, it just doesn't fit the look or the type of food. Don't you agree? Oh, yeah, I completely agree. They should have blah, blah, blah.
This is a cutlery embarrassment.
Oh, that was an unfortunate period of my life.
Wow. It's funny how these things happen to us.
And I never harshed anybody's mellow. I just sat there bitterly resentful, quietly. But I never said, you realize how stupid this conversation is?
Giving off hateful vibes that I'm sure weren't noticed by anyone.
Right.
Oh, speaking of hateful vibes, the Chicago Police Department has put out a statement about the DNC, which we will be at next week. The Democratic National Convention should be a zoo.
We fly in Sunday. What's the talk of the protesting? I have a feeling that the protesters, like in Milwaukee, are going to be pushed so far away from the venue that you won't even really notice unless you go looking for them, which a lot of people did.
Right. Well, was it on CNN? They were talking about, like, terrorism there. I don't want to hear that. I want to go eat some pizza, watch a Cubs game, make fun of the Democrats, and go home again. Don't bomb me. I'm just, I'm not worth bombing.
See a Beyonce concert at the United Center one night, I suppose?
Oh, Beyonce will not be on hand, Jack. At least there's no word thus far. And in fact, I just read that the Harris campaign has taken pains to tone down the whole celeb thing because they don't want to come off as elitist.
Really?
Which I think might be smart.
Oh, I think it's really smart. I'm just surprised that they're doing that, and I hope they. If I were them, I would hope I made that decision a little earlier than a week out. But maybe we're just hearing about it.
Yeah.
That, I think that would be a great idea because, man, you have a ton of celebrities, lots of George Clooney and Beyonce and everything else, and yeah, there's a big chunk of America that doesn't. It's the opposite. Oh, look how cool it is that all the rich, famous, beautiful people like my candidate. No, right. There's a whole bunch of America that reacts exactly the opposite way.
I think those of us who traffic in ideas, and I'm talking about you good people, too, who you think about governance and policy and just the ideas that have motivated America through the years, it's easy to forget how much of campaigning is show business. And how much of it is consultants crafting candidates into some weird and mostly fake ideal of who they ought to be? Ask Ron DeSantis about that someday. He'll bend your ear. Anyway, but it is entirely possible. Kamala Harris has surrounded herself with some really astute, evil, but astute people.
Well, most of the Obama people have come over. Some of them are working for free.
Right, who have said, all right, listen, we're going to make this about the common people. We're going to make it about kitchen table issues. We're going to pretend you weren't part of the Biden administration, and you're not going to open your effing mouth except to read this, this, and this. And she said, okay.
So that's official? No Beyonce?
I think I read that, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I don't think they'll like tase her if she tries to get in.
Well, they use her theme song all the time, whatever song that is, and the idea was she was going to perform it live, but which is pretty cool. We got more on the way. If you know anything about it, text us, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, top of the hit parade is always going to be terrorism. Not the only thing that they're confronting, but when you look at a world with two wars going on, promises from ISIS-K to launch attacks, the shadow of Hezbollah, the looming threat of Al-Qaeda, and then domestic extremism, that's where you start. And, you know, that's where you see all of that lockdown perimeter, required credentials to get in, distance between the targets and the outside world.
Wow, is security going to be even thicker than it was in Milwaukee? Because I found that oppressive.
Yeah, gosh, I hope not.
You're going to have to bring down your tood. You got a little tood with a couple law enforcement people.
What?
Yeah.
That was on them.
Remember that guy staring you down?
Fight the power, huh? Yeah, what an ass he was. Dude,
see, that's what I'm talking about.
Settle.
Jeez, why don't we go in separately? I'm not walking next to you. They swing that club, they might accidentally hit me.
Yeah, hey, bow down to the man. Go ahead. Why don't you lick their boots while you're down there, huh?
Wow.
Me, I've got rights and I know what they are, huh?
I have a feeling you're going to be walking the streets of Chicago with a red dot on your head.
How about this shiznizzle in clip 61? John Miller still on high alert.
And then there's the stuff you don't see or you barely notice. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of the same things we did for similar events in New York where, you know, you've got teams of people with baseball caps and backpacks walking around that you think, what are those guys? Maybe graduate students. They're a little old to be college kids. You know, that's a nuclear emergency search team that is looking for radiation in the air and, you know, little devices that are popped up on top of poles that are searching for biological threats. So that's all built into the package, but it starts with terrorism.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's not surprising that we have that at every major event, but so they're worried about, like, Al-Qaeda or something going after this as opposed to domestic nut jobs who hate the Democrats supporting Israel?
Yeah, I think some of all of the above. Yeah, frankly. And one more from John Miller. This one bothered me a little. 62, sorry.
Let's assume that if everything is planned and executed properly, perfectly, that the perimeter is locked down and safe. You can't touch the convention. What about beyond the perimeter? Mm. And that's where terrorists find those choke points, which is large crowds of people trying to get, you know, lined up to get into the perimeter.
Mm. Of course, you know, that happens in a big city all the time.
Sure. Once I'm in the perimeter, though, that's y'all's problem. I'm safe.
Ball games and concerts. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Shopping malls, the rest of it. So worth noting, the Chicago PD superintendent, Larry Snelling, came out and made a statement at a downtown event yesterday or Monday. Protesters will not be allowed to riot. Quote, we're not going to allow you to riot, he says unnecessarily after setting up the quote. Protesting and rioting are two different things. You have the right to protest, but there will be no rioting tolerated.
Well, I like this new turn.
Officers will intervene the moment protests turn violent. End of quote.
Well, we should have been doing this in every freaking city in America for years now. We've been saying this forever.
Perhaps you could put the kindly old coach, old man Walls, Tim Walls, stamp on Tim in a headlock and make him listen to this. I'm not going to wait until it gets out of control, then try to bring it back in, says the superintendent. The moment it starts, you put an end to it quickly, so we will not allow people to come in here and destroy this city. I wonder if Mayor Let's Go Brandon Johnson is down with this, if he approves of this, because he is way soft on especially the radical college-left Marxist protests.
I thought rioting was the language of the unheard. You're not going to let them be heard?
Unbelievable. All right, Chicago PD. Get a little stick work in if you need to.
That was in Chicago.
Just not on me.
What was going on in Chicago that one time? Remember when all the youths were jumping on all the cars and running around and smashing stuff? Remember that one?
Yeah, there were a couple of incidents where the Magnificent Mile, Michigan Avenue stores were getting looted and just lawlessness on display. Yeah.
That's where our hotel is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like Union Square in San Francisco, the communists in charge had to concede that this will ruin us completely, so we better make these shopping districts an armed camp, at least temporarily.
Yeah, well, it'll be safe, I have a feeling, but it'll also be highly annoying. But, you know, I might just stay in the room, hide in the bathroom, call in on the phone. You can go through all that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.